The sounds of the storm outside filled her ears. The crack of lightning and sudden power outage made her scream, "Damn this day!" She worked to calm herself and reasoned that the electricity would come back on in a moment. Holding back her tears in defiance, she stood and began feeling around for a flashlight. There was one in the kitchen. She turned and moved toward the drawers next to the sink. The silence inside the cabin only emphasized the noises of flying debris hitting the wall outside. The rain on the metal roof grew deafening as the sheets of water moved like fringe and pounded its rhythm on the roof. She continued to shuffle her feet toward the drawer when a large gust of wind whistled through the log walls. This was followed by a deep crunching she felt in the ground beneath her. The crunching was deep and strong. She was opening a drawer and feeling for the flashlight with trembling fingers when a corner of the cabin suddenly imploded toward her. A shower of wet glass and boards knocked her backward. She perceived that a massive something had just crashed through the roof. A coarse wet branch and its leaves scraped across her face and nose. She screamed and grabbed her stinging brow as a spray of water soaked her face, making her cough. A great hole in the roof allowed the rain to pour directly on her. She shook in terror, trying to catch her breath. She screamed again, then froze, trying to make sense of what happened. The thing that hit her in the face felt like a tree limb, so she assumed a tree had fallen onto the cabin. The blast had overturned the oaken table and its chair. The table was lying on her legs, but she was able to wiggle from under it. Rain stung her face as she adjusted her eyes to the darkness. She tried to assess what part of the cabin had been crushed and what was left, making out part of the great tree which had fallen and smashed a corner of the cabin. Once on her feet, she moved into a section of the room that was still intact. Clearing the rain from her eyes, she was able to make more sense of what happened. The tears came now. The cabin was no longer her protector. One of its walls was crumbled. "Damn it!" she screamed with fury. She continued to fight it, but fear was overcoming her. Suppressing her crying, she thought about what to do next. The counter was smashed. The flashlight was under the tree somewhere. She thought it best to feel for the door. When she found it in the dark, she could tell the frame around it had collapsed and would not open. Her next thought was to move back over to the dry corner from whence she came. Carefully, with sopped feet, one in front of the other, she felt her way through the broken glass and around the fractured ceiling boards. Tears impeded her vision. She wiped her face on the wet sleeve of her gown. With the white lace of the other sleeve, she cleaned the snot from her nose. The frequent lightning gave flashing images of the colossal tree. Drops of rain sparkled like diamonds, thrown by an angry god from the ever-present clusters of lightning. Movement caught her eye. Amidst the flashes, a pair of wings appeared overhead. Her heart pounded. The flapping wings came in through the hole in the roof. Once inside, it extended its legs and lit on the great trunk of the tree now lying horizontally in her kitchen. "Get out!" Anger mixed with terror as she reached to grab what loose thing might be next to her. A tapered portion of a ceiling plank found her hand. She could lift it. She stood and flung it with all her might. "Get out!" she cried again. The plank went over the owl's head, and the odd beast moved two steps to the left, his dead gaze fixed in her direction. "Leave me alone!" The owl spread his wings and stretched his head toward her. She yelped as he leaned into flight toward her. In horror, she fell to the floor, swinging at the darkness. She felt sharp stings on her head and the weight of something settling upon it.